Welcome to the John Lothia News Daily Update Podcast. It is June 2nd, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothia newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothia News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our video library in MarketsWiki Education about the history of trading, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today we posted our video with Cboe's Henry Schwartz, which we shot at the Options Industry Conference in Nashville. In the interview, he gave us a state of the industry update and talked about zero data expiration options, the banking crisis, and how he uses artificial intelligence. Schwartz gave a brief update on LinkedIn today about the state of the market, saying, quote, "A few quick option stats 5 months into 2023, 43.3 million contracts ADV is 7% above 2022 and implies 11.1 billion contract record year. Single stock ADV rebounded in May to 21.6 million, ETF near 17 million, and index 3.6 million. Compared to pre-COVID levels, non-index option volume is up 124%, while spot volume is up 52%. Index volume is up 89%. I want to give a shout out to JLN contributor Sally Duros for the Corrine Boone interview that we published yesterday. That was Sally's first JLN video interview, and it is full of her dedication to ESG, the subject she covers for JLN. The U.S. Senate passed the bill to end the debt ceiling standoff, the Financial Times reported. That comes just 4 days before the deadline of when the U.S. Treasury said it would run out of money. The bill heads to President Joe Biden for his signature. Speaking of President Biden, he crash-landed during a graduation ceremony at the U.S. Air Force Academy, tripping over a sandbag on the stage, the Wall Street Journal reported. As I recall, Saturday Night Live comedian Chevy Chase did a great impersonation of Gerald Ford tripping various times during his brief presidency. Who will be the new Chevy Chase? Abax Technologies, Inc. has issued a press release about a conditional approval regarding where its shares would be listed. Now, the thing about the press release is that it is not for distribution in the United States, which is kind of a difficult thing to do when you put something on the internet for everyone to read. But I am including a link for this press release today in the newsletter and trusting that you are not in the United States physically, emotionally, or otherwise if you decide to click on it. We are expanding our Term of the Week video program that has been part of the Spread video series. Instead of just options-related terms, we are expanding to include futures terms as well as compliance and legal terms. We are looking for contributors for this program, people or firms willing to shoot short videos on a particular subject that we will publish as part of the series. Exchange Analytics has agreed to provide some compliance and legal-related terms. We welcome law firms, brokerages, exchange firms, clearinghouses, technology firms, and others to consider contributing to the series. It is great exposure, and you can use the videos on your own website as well. We will also soon be making an official announcement about a new video program called Futures Discovery that will mirror options discovery in form and function. We have a student already selected from Roosevelt University's Honors Program for Quantitative Finance that is supported by donations from the Chicago Board of Trade Clearing Corp Foundation. We are just finalizing the initial sponsors for the series. If you're interested in sponsoring or learning more, contact me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Good news on Jason Billups. He's starting to wake up, according to Stacy Billups, in an update on the GoFundMe page to support the Billups family. The top three stories in the JLN Options newsletter yesterday were AI tech rally masks violent rotations, RBC Silverman says from Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs cash in on the $7 trillion AI explosion by making these 15 trades now from Business Insider. And inside my trade, the trader who looks forward to the stock market's power hour from the Wall Street Journal. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video from OIC. Cboe's Henry Schwartz details state of options markets for JLN at OIC and more. John Lothia News interviewed Henry Schwartz, Senior Director and Head of Product Intelligence at Cboe Global Markets at the 2023 Options Industry Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, about the popularity of Zero DTE, Cboe's 50th anniversary, the new trading floor, and the possible impact of AI on the options market. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. ChatGPT to fuel $1.3 trillion AI market by 2032, new report says. Bloomberg Intelligence expects generative AI market to soar, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, and NVIDIA seen as big winners. The release of consumer-focused artificial intelligence tools such as ChatGPT and Google's Bard is set to fuel a decades-long boom that grows the market for generative AI to an estimated $1.3 trillion in revenue by 2032, from $40 billion a year ago. The sector could expand at a rate of 42% over 10 years, driven first by the demand for infrastructure necessary to train AI systems, and then the ensuing devices that use AI models, advertising, and other services, according to a new report by Bloomberg Intelligence analysts led by Mandeep Singh. My comment. There is hype, and then there is $1.3 trillion worth of hype, given the number of people paying attention to this, including Don Wilson spending time in California. Did you catch that from the video interview we published earlier this week? Maybe there is a T in this number. Here's another story, this one from CoinDesk. CoinDesk turns 10, 2022, how crypto gods turn into monsters. 2022 for crypto was an unprecedented hellscape of disasters, and the collapse of FTX was its culmination. It was also unprecedented for CoinDesk. Unlike any previous moment of failure in crypto history, this time we found ourselves at the epicenter, as our reporting triggered the events that unfolded. This resulted in a weird mix of bad and good news for CoinDesk itself. On one hand, Ian Allison and Tracy Wang's coverage of FTX, including its egregious balance sheet and chaotic corporate governance, brought CoinDesk its first prestigious journalistic prize, the George Polk Award. CoinDesk received more mainstream recognition than at any time during the company's 10 years of existence. My comment. They were never gods. It's just that some people could not see through their masks. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, when markets melt down, these traders cash in. Mark Spitznagel and Nassim Nicholas Taleb devised ways to reap huge sums from global chaos, and they expect a lot of chaos in the years ahead. As investors fretted about the possibility that the White House and Republican lawmakers would fail to raise the debt ceiling, one $20 billion firm wasn't concerned about the potential stock market mayhem. That's because Miami-based Universa Investments reaps huge rewards in market crashes. It made billions in 2008 when the market collapsed during the global financial crisis, as well as in the 2020 crash sparked by the COVID-19 pandemic. My comment, they are just odd swans. Here's a press release from A Leg to Stand On. A Leg to Stand On commemorates 20 years of impact with sponsor ADM Investor Services, celebrating partnerships forged that create lasting impact for individuals with disabilities. A leg to stand on, also, is commemorating 2 decades of providing children living with limb disabilities free, transformative mobility care, offering them the physical capabilities needed to meet their basic needs, attend school, support their families, and engage with their communities. Also kicked off their anniversary celebrations with a video release featuring one of their first patients, Bhupendra. Bhupendra received his first prosthetic limb in 2006 at the age of 8, and over a decade in Aalto's program is now a proud college graduate. While as few as 10% of children with disabilities in developing countries attend school, in 2022, 71% of Aalto's school-age patients were attending or had already graduated from school. My comment. 20 years of great work and incredible support from the financial services and capital markets industries. Here are the top 3 stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Bloomberg's How the Fed Will Make Bank Transfers Truly Instant. Second was Wall Street Banks Are Using AI to Rewire the World of Finance, also from Bloomberg. Third was Ultimate Decider on Jeffrey Epstein Was J.P. Morgan's Ex-Top Lawyer, Says Jamie Dimon, from the Financial Times. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Hedge Funds at War for Top Traders Dangle $120 Million Payouts. Paid sabbaticals, huge signing bonuses are among tools being used as clients foot the bill in chase for steady returns. When portfolio manager David Lipner said he was quitting billionaire Izzy Engliner's Millennium Management to join a rival, the hedge fund countered with an unusual proposal, 1-year paid sabbatical, an incentive upon return if Lipner stayed. And stayed he did. For Millennium, the $58 billion industry giant known for ruthlessly cutting underperformers, the generous offer was seen as totally worth it. Here's another story, this one from CoinDesk. The headline, U.S. Commodities Agency May Change Risk Rules to Consider Crypto. The U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, has proposed an overhaul of its rules for risk management, and Commissioner Christy Goldsmith Romero said the changes should insist firms prepare them for crypto volatility and the risks from holding customers' digital assets. The CFTC issued a proposal Thursday to invite comments on possible changes to the agency's risk management program. And Romero said in a statement that, quote, technologies like digital assets, artificial intelligence, and cloud services also have emerged as areas that carry significant risk, unquote. And then finally, here's a press release from the OCC. The headline, OCC clears 949.1 million contracts in May 2023, third highest month on record. OCC, the world's largest equity derivatives clearing organization, announced today that year-to-date average daily volume through May 2023 was 44.5 million contracts, up 6.6% compared to year-to-date average daily volume through May 2022. Total volume was 949.1 million contracts, up 9.5% compared to May 2022, and the third highest month in OCC history. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.